Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Brookins in Fort Laramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McGee as we kick off our 11th year of high school basketball on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. An important Shelby County League girls game launches our schedule of about 80 high school basketball games this winter here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Tonight, the Fort Laramie Redskins, with a loss in their opener at West Liberty Salem on Saturday, are hosting the Anna Rockets with a win in their first game at home versus New Bremen this past weekend. Both teams rebuilding big time here in 2016-17. Anna has back one lady from its team a year ago that started a fair amount. That was Macy Huelskamp, a pretty regular member of the starting five. For Fort Laramie, only Caitlin Lubke, who got some starting time one season ago. You look down these two rosters, Chuck, 25 young ladies, good potential talent, all of them untested here at the varsity level. Certainly a rebuilding season for both schools. Shelby County League, as a result, wide, wide open, because Ann and Fort Laramie have been the heavyweights the last 7 or 8 years.
Well, as long as I've been doing this, it's been Anna or Fort Laramie won the league. No one else has come close. And I think this year you're right. I think a Jackson Center's got a shot. You know, I think Arushi has a shot. So there are some good basketball teams out there. I think Houston's going to be a better. Botkins, we liked them in the tournament last year, and they were very young. Mm-hmm. So I think there definitely is going to be a wide-open season here for the girls. You look at Fort Laramie, and you see Rayanne Fry. She got a lot of time last year. Sarah Stang is a senior. Time for her to have a little senior leadership. Hattie Meyer got a lot of time last year. Abby Holdhouse, we were told, has a knee problem. But she was going to be their stud this year, I think. And then you got Marissa Myring. You were telling me before the game she's the first freshman ever to start a girls' game at Fort Laramie. And they've had some really talented freshmen in the years I've been doing this.
Yeah, first game freshman year versus West Liberty Salem this past weekend. And the freshman, Myring, dropped in 16 away from home in her first start, first game of the year. as a freshman here at Fort Laramie High School. Never been done before, ever. Not even Darian Rose, Courtney Reed. You got to go way back. It's never happened,
right?
And Meyering is going to be something special. Both Anna and Fort Laramie, Chuck, loaded down at the 7th and 8th grade levels. So the pipeline is full. And neither one of these teams will be down very long. You talk about young ladies who could contribute tonight in a big way. Meyering, of course, for Fort Laramie. Emily Ofterhaar, a junior for Anna, drilled home 16 points in Anna's win this past weekend against New Bremen. And she has a sister, Sophia, who led the Anna JVs in scoring tonight. Anna defeated Fort Laramie handily by 14 in the JV tilt. So each program has got some rising stars. It's just going to take a little time. Fort Laramie playing at home tonight, that's an advantage in terms of raw talent. Perhaps Anna a little stronger here at the outset of the season. Fort Laramie is going to be thin on the interior in terms of height. Both teams, I think, will want to push it. Of course, Carla Siegel, in her 18th year here at Fort Laramie, has done a tremendous job. Wow, two state championships. How about Doug Martin at Anna, Chuck? An assistant to Jack Billing for five, and Doug will claim he was the brain trust of that two-person coaching staff, and he was on board when Anna took two state titles, went to the final game another season, and then after a few years off, he's back now, third-year head coach at Anna, and some 20-plus years down at the lower grades. Coaching girls basketball.
Well, I think it was a good move to get him in. They tried when Jack Billing left. I think they tried to go away from anybody that was maybe part of that group, but at the same time, it just didn't work out for them. And they brought Doug back in, and he has made it Anna basketball again. And you talk about two teams. If this is down, there's a whole lot of teams in the state of Ohio that would like to be down like these two teams.
Yeah, that's very well said. These two clubs last year combined for 44 victories. Anna was 21-4, was knocked out in the sectional championship by Miami East. Anna didn't close the season very well. In fact, the Lady Rockets in 2015-16 dropped three of their last six. Fort Laramie, 23-5 last season, won the Shelby County League with a mark of 11-1 and dropped the regional championship game to Jackson Center, which went on to the state Final Four. That was after Fort Laramie had knocked off Minster in the regional semis. Minster had beaten Fort Laramie during the regular season. Fort Laramie, of course, won the state title in 2014-15, 26-4 record. Anna was 18-9, third in the Shelby County League that year. In 2013-14, Fort Laramie, state semifinalist, 26-3 season. In 2012-13, wow, a year to remember, in girls high school basketball in the state of Ohio, both Anna and Fort Laramie from the Shelby County League won Division III and Division IV titles same day at Columbus. Never before has happened. Anna and Fort Laramie in 2012 and 13.
That was a fun day.
Yeah, both took it all. And in 11 and 12, 2011-12, Anna was a state finalist. Got beat by Afrocentric 70-67, something like that.
That was overtime, I think. Yeah.
High-scoring barn burner. Year before, in 2010-11, Anna got a state title with a 27-1 mark. So Anna had a period there of 3 years when the Rockets won two state championships in three, and so did Carla Siegel most recently. So
right.
Strongholds in Division III and Division IV high school basketball on the girls' side here in Ohio for sure.
Well, last year, Fort Laramie in that regional final, I think the girls felt like after they beat Minster that they had were on their way to Columbus. I know the coaching staff didn't feel that way.
Right.
And I'm sure they tried to get them into the ball game, but Jackson Center was just on a roll at the end of the season. They had gained such confidence by being the state champions in volleyball, and they just really played so well in that final game, and it was kind of fun to watch. I mean, not... we love all these teams. We do them all the time, and everybody's great to us. But it was kind of neat to see Jackson Center get there.
Yeah, we've got no rooting interest, except when it comes to tournament time, and one of the Shelby County schools are playing somebody outside the area. Then you may sense every now and then we become a homer. When they go head-to-head like tonight, everybody's a winner. You know it's going to be a fine game.
Yep.
Two great programs. Fort Loramie here at home against Anna. It is the Shelby County League girls opener here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We are so pleased that you could join us. You've already heard from at least, four of our
Fort Loramie sponsors.
Yeah,
yes.
Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, was on preceding the start to our webcast tonight, as was Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and also Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, as well as Brookins Restaurant in downtown Fort Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and, or I should say, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go just one night a week. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March, and we appreciate it. A lot of gratitude to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. And these Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions, Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. And as we noted earlier, also Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Brookins Restaurant. We're about 1 minute away from the introduction of starting lineups and the playing of our national anthem. Junior varsity game tonight won by Anna, 56-42. Sophia Ofterhaar knocked in 18 for Anna. Lauren Barhorst had 15 for, or I should say Lauren Barhorst added 15 for Anna. Ofterhaar 18, Barhorst 15. Kennedy Gebhardt nailed 10 points to pace Fort Loramie in the JV tilt. Don't forget, we've got action for you on Thursday night. Tip-off at 7:30. Online, on the web at 7:10. Salina at Minster. The Minster girls figure to be a powerhouse in Division 4 this year. That's our Thursday night offering for you. Minster, Salina, 7:30 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups are next. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Fort Loramie. A good Tuesday evening Shelby County League opening night crowd here for this girls game at Fort Loramie. Behind us, a lot of green and white, smattering of red. As I understand, Chuck, now this has become the visitor side of the gymnasium. Right across the way, red and black, noting a big Fort Loramie contingent. The Redskins here at home against the Rockets. Anna 1-0, Fort Loramie girls 0-1. Anna defeated New Bremen by 14 points in the Rockets opener on Friday night. As we mentioned, Emily Ofterhaar, the junior, had 16 points, 12 in the first half, 6 field goals, 4 for 4 at the line. And Bria Cook pumped in 13, including a 3-pointer. She had 2 field goals, 6 for 8 at the stripe. Those were the two leading scores for Anna in that win over New Bremen. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie was on the road in its girls' opener and dropped a verdict to West Liberty Salem by 8, 52-44. Fort Loramie outscored West Liberty by 6 in the second half, but simply fell behind too far. Marissa Myring was sensational. 16 points for the ninth grader, 4 Fort Loramie. Abby Holdhouse had 9. Sarah Stang had 9. As Chuck noted, we understand that Abby is dealing with a meniscus injury. It will be interesting to see how much she does play here tonight. Anna Rockets being introduced, the opening five, Maria Cook, 5'7", and a sophomore, Macy Huleskamp, a junior, 5'11". Brooke Gaydosh, a senior, 5'10" tall. Emily Ofterhaar in the opening lineup, 5'10", and a junior. And the fifth starter for the Anna Rockets, I thought it was going to be Jada Rowland. I'm not sure if she was introduced or not. She's not starting. And then I'm unsure as to who the fifth starter was. Might have been Taylor Kaufman. Yep, Taylor Kaufman it was. 5'7", sophomore Taylor Kaufman gets the starting nod. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, the opening five is as follows. Rayanne Fry, 5'5", senior to guard. Sarah Stang at a wing, a 5'9", senior. Hattie Meyer out front, a 5'5" junior. Marissa Myring, the 5'8 freshman, starts. And the fifth performer in the opening lineup for the Fort Loramie Redskins, I think, was Caitlin Lutke. Am I correct, Chuck? 5'6", senior?
Yeah. Fry, Lutke, Stang, Meyer, and Myring.
Carla Siegel, 18th year as the head coach at Fort Loramie. She has done a phenomenal job. Head coach for the Anna Rockets in his third year, Doug Martin, third year as the mentor of the program, previously served 5 as an assistant coach. was not coaching at the high school level for a few years in between those two stints. Does have 20 years plus under his belt coaching girls basketball at the younger grades in the Anna system. Anna Rocket to the road, green, white numbers, white and black trim on the shorts and shirts. Fort Laramie, the home, white, black numerals outlined in red. And we're all set to go opening tip to start the game. Anna moving from left to right, and the Rockets gather the ball to start the game. Here's a steal right away at midcourt. Here's a nice bolt to the basket by Rayanne Fry. She shot it too hard. She swiped it, intercepted the opening pass by Anna, then missed the hard driving left-hand layup. Anna got the rebound foul, Fort Laramie. Well, we're going to see a lot of pressure out high on the floor by both teams. Each team will try to take advantage and push it down the floor and score quickly. Anna Rockets offense, left to right, 25 feet away. It is Kaufman. Kaufman hands off on the play to Cook. Ball lob cross court to Gadosh. Here's a high screen set on the play by Ofterhaar. At 25 feet away, Hills can't pass it. Feeds it down low to the cutter, breaking through the lane. Kaufman banked it too hard, no good. Tip Ofterhaar, no good. Scrap underneath the rim, and Fort Laramie comes out of there with it. We played 55 seconds, no score. Caitlin Luke, he flies down the court, gives it up baseline left to a teammate. Jump shot by Hattie Meyer, strong, and Anna's got it. It's pitched into the left forecourt to Ofterhaar, to Hulskamp, right back to Ofterhaar. Emily goes strong to the glass. It is rolling off, no good. Board to Fort Laramie. Here comes Luke darting ahead. Stops, hits a trailer 25 feet away. Ball flipped around the rim of the arc to Hattie Meyer. Now Luke, 16-footer straight on, short, no good. Rebound low on the right, but Fort Laramie stuck up there by Sarah Stang. Missed. A player hits the deck and a foul on Anna. It occurred during the attempted rebound. No score, 6:40 left in the first quarter. Each team, Chuck, has run its offense pretty well, gotten some good looks. Nothing's dropped.
Yeah, Anna's had two real good looks inside, just not been able to make anything drop. I wasn't sure, but Anna's allowed to play without a Benzman.
Yeah, I made that crack to the Anna bench, the Anna varsity during the JV game, and they laughed for two or three minutes. Free throw, I should say the inbounds pass by Fort Laramie resulted in a steal by Anna, and the Rockets bring it up on the arc. It's Kaufman, 6:18 to go first quarter. Neither team's made a bucket yet, although each team's had opportunities. Here's Hulskamp outside the arc in the right wing to Cook. Cook, oh, nice pick and roll with a teammate. It's dealt down inside to Emma Freitag, who's in off the bench already. Shot blocked, taken away by Fort Laramie. 5:50 left to go in the opening period. No score. Meyer on the arc for the Redskins. Now to Lupke. Lupke straight away. Holding. Gives it up left side of the court to Stang. Here's a misfire on a pass. Intercepted by Anna. Rockets dribble up ahead to the right. Here's Kaufman. Now to Hulskamp. 20 feet out. Puts it on the deck. Drives on Lupke. Dribbles into trouble. Good defense by Fort Laramie. Ball loose on the boundary below the basket. And it's called a jump ball. Arrow favors the Redskins.
I'm not sure what the official was looking at, making sure she had possession and took it all the way to the ground, I guess. He hadn't gotten out of football yet.
2.5 played. No score yet. Fort Laramie has subbed in Taylor Ratterman, a 5'5 freshman. So Myring and Ratterman have both performed for the Redskins so far, each a ninth grader. And that'll be the trend for Carlos Siegel's Fort Laramie Redskins. A lot of youth will see action this year. Here is Hattie Meyer trying to split two defenders. She works her way into the lane, probes the middle, shovels it toward the rim. Hacking foul on Anna. Two shots here for Hattie Meyer. On the floor now for Fort Laramie is Abby Holdhouse, 5'11 junior. Foul shot, Hattie Meyer, dead center. That's the first point of the game. Redskins up 1-0. Second free throw by Hattie Meyer, who had some very good spurts on the basketball floor last year for head coach Carlos Siegel's team. Shot made, 2-0, Fort Laramie leads. Here's token pressure in backcourt by Fort Laramie's Rayanne Fry. Ball dealt up the left side on the play by Anna to Brooke Gadosh. She's crowded right in front of the referee. Foul against the Redskins. 2 team fouls each way so far. Set to throw in here now for Anna. Is Emma Freitag. She deals it in, gets it back. Freitag starts to drive, nearly walked. Gave it up to the left-hand three-point shooter. Here's a bomb tried by Brooke Gadosh. Way short rebound, though, right back to the Rockets. Emily Oftrauer's got it. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Hands off on the play to Cook. Bria backs it out. Dribbles to the left. Oh, there's a back cut. Nice dish to Freitag. Goes to the rim. Foul against Fort Laramie. Nicely done right there by the Rockets, Chuck. You can tell these two teams working hard to run their offensive attacks.
Well, you're not going to surprise either one. Both teams know each other very, very well. They've been doing this for years. It's whoever executes better usually wins the game.
Yep. Freitag's got two. The first, bullseye. She hits it. 2-1, Fort Laramie in the lead. 4:46 left in the first. Substitutions for both teams. Rayanne Fry out now for Fort Laramie. Caitlin Lupke back in. Second foul shot by the lefty. Emma Freitag of Anna off the flange. No. Rebound batted by Holdhouse of the Redskins into the corner. Touch last by Anna. Freitag diving for it. Couldn't reel it in. Out of bounds to the Redskins. 2-1 Fort Laramie. 4:43 left in the first. Jada Rowland now on the floor for the Anna Rockets. Rowland, a 6'2" junior who moved in from Sydney High School. High left with the ball for Fort Laramie, Taylor Ratterman. Outside the arc on the left, it's dished to Marissa Myring. Ratterman and Myring, as we've already noted, two ninth graders on the court for Fort Laramie. Here's a pass down to the baseline by the Redskins, over guarding foul against Anna. Now three fouls each way in this game. Inbounding for Fort Laramie, Ratterman tries to go to Holdhouse, lower to left. It's deflected, taken away by Anna. Rocket steals camp to midcourt. Good steal. Lupke got it right back for Fort Laramie. One-on-one, she pulls up, missed the 10-footer short. Good rebound on the inside by Ratterman. No, she got it back. Now it's loose on the deck in the left corner, a scrum for it. No jump ball. Anna comes out of there with it. Here come the Rockets on the go. Pedaling down the floor is Mackenzie Scully, who's in, a 5'7 junior. Down inside to Rowland, 8-footer, banged off the iron, no, rebounded by Fort Laramie.
A lot of contact on that one, no call.
Still not a field goal in this Shelby County League opener tonight. 2-1 Fort Laramie leads. Here's a travel out of the arc against the Redskins, Heather Eilerman. The 5'8 junior walked. That was a good call by the referee.
Yeah, that's 9 turnovers for the two teams now. 3 points, 9 turnovers.
2-1, Fort Laramie leads. 25 feet away with the ball is Cook. Cook hits Rowland, driving down the lane. Shovels it to the backboard, in and out, no good. Went all the way down, spun away, rebound Fort Laramie. Again, fine play run by Anna. Rockets just could not finish at the basket. Three-point shot, Ratterman for Fort Laramie behind the screen. She buries it. Oh, the freshman drops in a long one, a high-arching three, dead center. 3:11 left to go here in the first quarter, 5-1 Fort Laramie. Anna firing up the left side of the floor against pressure defense. Deflected, broken up by the Redskins, is steal. Here comes Myers straight ahead. And we got a double dribble against Fort Laramie. Good defense by Anna caused it. 2 minutes, 57 seconds to go, opening quarter. Fort Laramie 5, Anna 1. The three-point shot made by Taylor Ratterman, the freshman, the only fielder in this game so far. High post, it is Hulskamp. Now squares up, looks down inside, puts it on the deck, dribbles to the right side of the lane. On a weave, it goes to Scully. She arches up a 17-footer, no, off the iron. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins in a hurry. Hattie Meyer, 25 feet away. goes baseline right to the driver. Drifting into the paint goes Sarah Stang, deflected from behind by Anna. Loose ball, left corner, Fort Laramie gets it back. 2:22 to go in the first. Lupke, 25 feet out, hands off on the play to a teammate, and a palming violation is called against Fort Laramie. 5-1 Redskins, who defensively have played extremely well so far. Anna's missed some close-in shots. Nonetheless, Anna's gone nearly 6 minutes, Chuck. No field goals.
Yeah, not what we expected.
And here's a drive down the left side of the lane by the Rackets. A little nudge on the shoulder by the Fort Laramie defender. Team foul situation, 4 on Fort Laramie, 3 on Anna. Rockets lobbed in top of the circle. Cook goes to the right side of the key. 17-footer wide left. Rebound down to Radiman for Fort Laramie. She dashes up the floor. Sprints to the right. Comes back to the left. Gives it up 25 feet away to Stang. Little high-low action. Down inside for Marissa Myring. Blocked away by Anna. Good defense for the Rockets to come out of there with it. Here's Cook. Long throw in the right corner to Scully. Scully bounces back outside to a teammate, handled there by Brooke Gadosh. Minute 38 to go in the first. 5-1 Fort Laramie. High post, Ofterhar, back to the basket, spins, hits a cutter. Scully down the lane, good for Anna. Nicely done, Ofterhar on the assist. Field goal, Rockets, the first, and it took Anna better than 6.5 to score the first tally from the floor. 5-3, Fort Laramie up 2. Redskins have got the ball deep in the right corner. It's Radiman. She's pinned right there. And Fort Laramie gets a timeout to salvage the possession. Minute 14 left in the first. 5-3 Fort Laramie girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And so many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney, high-quality furniture priced just right. Savings for you in the store and on the website. Go to it for added dollars off. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Here's a fine basket by Fort Laramie on a give and go, and then a steal by the Redskins. Driving down the floor, Ray Ann Fry in the lane. Shot it up, no good, got the rebound back. Jumper from 10 off the flange. Rebounded by the Redskins again. Here's Marissa Myring, left wing jumper. Swish! She's got it. I said Marissa Myring.
That was Sarah Stang.
Yep, Sarah Stang nailed it.
And that's her second. She scored, though, on the drive down the bat lane, too. She's got 4 now. 4
Two,
quick points.
Couple quick hoops in a row for Sarah Stang, and the Redskins are on top 9-3. Weaving, Hules Camp, top of the circle for Anna. Baseline right, Scully. Arches up a 16-footer short. She followed her shot, got it back. She's outside the lane, looks for help, and then throws it near side to Cook. Good dish down inside to Emily Ofterhar, and she scores. Bank shot by Ofterhar, 9-5. Fort Laramie up 4, 10 seconds left in the first. Here's Abby Holdhouse, left side to Stang. She looks inside for Myring. Down to 4, 3, fadeaway shot. Taylor Radiman, 3 ball, off the ring, no good, as the first quarter closes. Fort Laramie 9 and a 5 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. lounge so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Boy, these two clubs, Chuck, over the years have played some very tight and thrilling high school basketball games. In fact, Anna's won Heart Stompers the last two seasons over Fort Laramie in games at Anna.
They're always outstanding games. It's two teams that don't care for each other.
We start the second quarter. Anna's got the ball picked off on the play by Fort Laramie, and the Redskins burst down the floor. Rayanne Fry stops and pops and hits it. And it's 11-5. Redskins bolt to a six-point lead again after leading late in the first quarter, 9-3. Firing away, Yulskamp, top of the key for Anna. Short off the front of the rim. Tussle for the loose ball in the paint. And the arrow signifies that the Redskins will get it.
That was a good no call by the official. Anna's player was a lot taller. She did come from behind to get the rebound, but she made no contact.
Brooke Ratterman now on the floor for Fort Laramie, a 5'11 junior. Full court pressure by Anna. Rockets will pick him up. Eight players in backcourt right now. It's dealt up the right side by Fort Laramie to Marissa Myring. Easy for me to say. Marissa Myring drove all the way to the baseline. Fed off to a teammate. It was overshot by Brooke Ratterman. Anna got the rebound. Quickly down the floor, Scully. Lets it go. Right corner. Short. No good. Taylor Ratterman's got it for Fort Laramie. She scoots down the floor. Look at her go to work. Twirling in the lane. No good. Rebound by Anna. Deflected pass. Loose ball. Top of the circle. A jump ensues. And it's Anna's possession. 7:05 to go. Second quarter. 11-5 Redskins. That matches Fort Laramie's biggest lead.
I'm impressed by the poise of the freshman, Taylor
Ratterman.
Ratterman.
Mm-hmm. How about that? Who would have expected to see a lot of action from two ninth graders on the floor for Fort Laramie? But it's going to be a theme. A lot of youth will see playing time for the Redskins this year. Here's a jump shot from the right flank by Cook of Anna. It's short off the side of the board. But Emily Ofterhaar got the garbage inside, banking it in for two on the rebound. 11-7, Fort Laramie up four. Quickly down the floor, it's Taylor Ratterman. Deals baseline right, jump shots away by Lupke. Swish, she's got it. Caitlin Lupke nails one. 13-7, Fort Laramie. Here's Anna trying to feed the post, and we have a collision. Players hit the deck, Ofterhaar goes down. A foul from the backside against Fort Laramie. 6:27 left in the second. Fort Laramie 13, Anna 7. Wholesale changes. Ofterhaar out for Anna. Brooke Gadosh out for Anna. Rockets inbounding. Cook, top of the key, gets a high screen from Roland. She rolls. It's flipped back to Roland. And she arches in a long two ball and nails it. A bomb by Roland. Another half step further, she would have gotten a third point. She had a toe on the line. Here is Fort Laramie up across the center line. Scoreboard, Chuck, I think is wrong, right?
Let's see. 13 for Fort Laramie and 9. So it's 13-9.
Right. Scoreboard says 17-7. It's off on both tallies. Right flank, Fort Laramie's got it. Rayanne Fry dribbling back to the basket. Pulls up her dribble. Goes to Taylor Ratterman. Dribble drive, baseline right, hounded by two players, must get rid of it. Does in the corner, back out to Lupke now. 5.5 to go in the second, 13-7 Fort Laramie. Lupke to Taylor Ratterman. She's got it 25 feet away to Lupke on the right. Lupke looks for the cutter, Rayanne Fry not open. Now the ball dealt on the play to Marissa Myring, who dropped it, got it back, and hits a reverse layup. Nicely done by Marissa Myring, the freshman for Fort Laramie.
And I think they got the scoreboard right now. It's 15-9.
Redskins up six, just over five to play second quarter. Dribbling outside the arc, high left for Anna is Scully. Baseline right to Cook. Starts a drive, then steps back and buries the long two-pointer. Wow, good-looking shot by Cook. Nicely done. Little jab step, Chuck.
Yeah, you step at him, gets you a little bit of room for the defender. If they don't go back with you, you go shoot a layup.
15-11, Anna down four to Fort Laramie. Here's a cross-court pass on the play to Myring, 25 feet out. Oh, she squeezes between two defenders, then has it ripped away by Anna's Cook. She hurries down the floor, pulls up, foul line extended left, no, off the back flange. Rebound yanked down on the play by Anna, quick shot tried. Kelsey Meyer in off the bench, a 5'6 senior. It was hard. Now we got a scrap for a loose ball. Fort Laramie comes out of there with it, and head coach Carlos Siegel gets a timeout. 4:19 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 15, Anna 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Laramie High School, opening night in the Shelby County League girls schedule. Fort Laramie entertaining Anna. Full court pressure applied now by the Rockets. Fort Laramie ball down to our right. 4-point lead Redskins. Lupke inbounds to Hattie Meyer, who dribbles up and over center circle. She's picked up 25 feet away. It is Kelsey Meyer defending for Anna. Outside the arc on the right, Rayanne Fry. Looks in the middle. No option there. Reverse near side to Lupke. Here's a long three-point jumper straight away. Rayanne Fry circled the rim and came off. Yanked down by Roland. She's on the giddy-up for Anna. Jade up ahead to Cook, 25 feet out. Anna down four with possession. Cook picks up her dribble. Throws a pass wildly to Roland in the lane. It's high. Loose ball in the corner. Who got a piece of it last? Anna with the final deflection out of bounds to the Redskins.
Jada Rowland, her freshman year at Sydney, and they had a really good team. That young lady, I saw stardom coming for her. Last year, she didn't get off the bench much and then transferred up to Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping she kind of turns things around because I think she could be a heck of a basketball player.
She was a significant contributor as a freshman at Sydney, that's for sure. 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Laramie ahead by four over Anna. Here's a dribble drive by Fort Laramie into the lane. It's Abby Holdhouse, and it's yanked away. Good steal by Hulskamp. Quickly down the floor to Cook for Anna. Rockets trailing by four. Good duel on the outside. Hattie Meyer guarding Cook. Now Scully reverses the dribble. Goes to the far side of the floor on a weave now to Cook. Cook looking for a teammate, trying to find Kiplin. Roland is in now. Jada's sister. Kiplin, a 5'10 freshman, and we got a ball fumbled away near midcourt, kicked out of bounds by Anna. Redskins get it back. Turnovers mount. Fort Laramie's defense, Chuck, has taken Anna out of its offense the last several minutes.
Macy Hulskamp, who I thought was going to be their star this year, is out on the perimeter. I haven't seen her touch the ball inside at all.
Here's Addie Meyer dribbling, getting away. She's free. Foul line extended left off the rim, no good. Look at the scrap on the inside by the Redskins. Stang shot with the left hand short. Anna comes out of there with it. Still a 4-point lead for Fort Laramie. Over guarding against Taylor Ratterman of Fort Laramie, 25 feet away from the goal.
That's going to be her second. I'm sure she's going to come sit down for the last 2:28.
15-11, Redskins up four. Inbounding for Anna is Scully right in front of us. Looking, Scully, trying to find a teammate, Yulskamp. Lobs it over the head of Ray Ann Fry to Yulskamp. Quick pass into the post for Kiplin Rowland. Swatted away by Fort Loramie. Ball rolls into the Redskins bench out of bounds. Anna will try again.
Tell you what, the two freshmen for Fort Loramie, I'm impressed. Whether they play hard.
A lot of savvy. They don't look like freshmen at all. Maybe inexperienced juniors, but not freshmen. Outside the arc in the right, Yulskamp dribbles for Anna on a weave to Scully. 2:12 to go first half. 4-point lead Fort Loramie. Here's Cook gathering it. Cook dribbles down to the right corner. Tries to make a wraparound pass to the post. Fort Loramie spoils it. Ball's on the deck. It's tied up. And again, the Redskins benefit from the arrow. But neither club's offense has been sharp. Fort Loramie's defense has set the tempo here the last several minutes. That is for certain. Anna simply cannot get a good look. Can't even make a dribble drive inside the foul line.
And on the other end, the size of Anna is giving Loramie problems inside.
No question.
Trying to get shots off.
Yep. Here's Stang with the ball, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Foul line extended left. It goes to teammate Heather Eilerman, a 5'8 junior, and away from the activity, a foul below the rim against Anna.
That's only their fourth.
Yeah. All the way down to a minute 38 to go in the first half, 15-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Biggest lead for the Redskins has been 6 on a couple of occasions. Substitutions, Lupke back on the floor for Addie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Abby Holdhouse is in there too, along with Myring. And Marissa catches on the arc, goes across the top of the key to Ray Ann Fry, who dribbles once and lets go a three. Missed it off the back iron. Long rebound down to Anna. Here come the Rockets, behind before. A minute 20 left in the first half. Scully backs it out, top of the circle. Yulskamp thought about setting a screen, didn't. Here's a pick and roll, far side of the floor. A high pass, goes out of bounds. Intended for Kiplin Rowland. And again, the Redskins have it. Anna with a bundle of turnovers, Chuck, especially here in quarter number 2.
Now they've got 13.
Minute 14 left in the half. 15-11, Fort Loramie up 4. Hattie Meyer over the timeline. Hard dribble to the right. Pulls up in the lane. Flips it back out to Marissa Myring. Myring gives it to Holdhouse. It comes out. They exchange positions. Foul line extended left. It's Lupke. Looks down inside for Marissa. Can't find her. Outside the arc on the right to Fry. Now Meyer catches. There's a jab step. A step back. 3-ball. No. Off to the left. Look at Holdhouse. Go to work on the inside. Left the rebound short. Rebound Anna. Bad pass. Intercepted by Meyer of Fort Loramie. Now to Ray Ann Fry with half minute to go in the half. Still a 4-point lead for Fort Loramie. That was another error by Anna. High left, it's Holdhouse. On a weave to Meyer. Head coach Carlos Siegel says, let's run the offense and play for one. 18 seconds to go. Here's a backdoor cut. Meyer tried to hit Ray Ann Fry. She was below the rim. Somebody jumped on her back.
I think you're going to call that on Rowland.
It is still a common foul. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 16 to go in the half. Redskins up 4. Nobody scored in better than 2 minutes. Baseline right. Throwing in. Ray Ann Fry toward Holdhouse. Batted. Holdhouse gets it though on the baseline. Coming out to catch is Meyer with 10 to play in the half. Meyer to Lupke. Deep right corner. Ray Ann Fry. Dribble drive. Running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray Ann Fry. With a second left in the first half. And Anna turns it over again on the baseline.
Stepped in, no pressure at all. No press, and she just stepped in bounds.
What a dribble drive by Ray Ann Fry. 1:1 to go. Fort Loramie still a chance for another shot. Ball lobbed into Fry. Top of the circle. Line drive triple. Clangs off the rim. No good. First half in the books. Fort Loramie with a strong second quarter. A very good first half defensively by the Redskins, who lead 17-11 over Anna after 2 on scores.broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Sydney Body Car Star and Troy Body Car Star. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. Sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. In addition, thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie girls 17, Anna girls 11 at the half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report brought to you by a long-time sponsor, major underwriter here on scoresbroadcast.com, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, if you take a look at the team stats, rebounding, Anna has a 19-16 advantage, but surprisingly, Loramie has an 8-7 offensive rebounding advantage. Anna turned the ball over 15 times. That's way too many. I coached a lot of years, and one of the things I've probably learned is if you got more turnovers than you have points at halftime, you're probably going to be behind. And Loramie's turned the ball over 8 times. Loramie led in scoring by Rand Fry with 4. 4 from Sarah Stang. 3 from Taylor Ratterman. And then 2 each from Lupke and Hattie Meyer and Marissa Meiring. It's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 9 and 8, 17 in the first half. For Anna, they were led by Emily Ofterhauer with 4, and then 2 each from Scully and Cook and Jada Rowland, and a free throw from Emma Freitag. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. They scored 5 and 6. They trail 17-11 at the half.
Anna Rockets won their first game this past weekend, 60-48 over New Bremen. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie dropped its opener on the road at a good West Liberty Salem team. 8-point difference, the final 52-44. Obviously, the Redskins off to a much better start in this game tonight after falling behind against West Liberty Salem double digits early in that opener on Saturday. And the intensity level for Fort Loramie on defense, Chuck, has triggered many of these Anna turnovers.
Yeah, they're playing them tough. I mean, it really doesn't have anything to do with Anna making bad plays. I think it's more of the defense. You're right.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 17-11. Fort Loramie girls lead Anna at the break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie Girls 17, Anna Girls 11, here at the half at Fort Loramie. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' basketball games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each high school. Tonight, LaCal recognizes Abby Holdhouse, a junior at Fort Loramie, and Claire Spicer, a senior from Anna. Abby is the daughter of Don and Bev. She's a junior, 3.975 GPA, 1B or A-minus in there somewhere, I guess. Boy, you got to go find that teacher and ask them what they were thinking. Abby, very active in a variety of programs, volleyball, right side hitter, softball, first baseman, and formerly in band, mathlete. She's a tutor, 4-H, volunteers at Mass. She's going to Bowling Green or Iowa State, more than likely, and study physical therapy. Claire Spicer, a senior at Anna, daughter of Gary and Marion. She, too, with a 3.975 grade point average. Again, an A-minus or B-plus in there somewhere. 4-H camp. She was a counselor there, 4-H president as well for Claire. Shelby County Fair Queen, National Honor Society president, member of French Club, director of one-act plays, took part in yearbook, president of the book club. Claire Spicer, Abby Holdhouse, extremely active student-athletes at their respective schools. Claire is considering Ohio State and will study, perhaps, visual communications. Abby Holdhouse, a junior, Claire Spicer, a senior at Fort Loramie and Anna, respectively. Our LaCal Equipment student-athlete spotlight performers tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We're about a half minute away from the start of the third quarter of this game tonight. Fort Loramie ahead of Anna by six. It's a Shelby County League opener of the season and our first webcast of high school basketball, boys and girls, on ScoresBroadcast.com this year. Rushi Lady Raiders check off to a good start. 122 points scored in two games. We've got the Rushi Jackson Center girls game this Saturday afternoon. Should be a very fine contest. Those two clubs figure to be battling at the top of the stack in the Shelby County League all year long.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. That should be a good one. And I think Saturday night it's St. Henry and Rushi, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Should be a fine boys game on Saturday evening. Friday night, we're right back here at Fort Loramie and a Fort Loramie boys. 8 o'clock tip as the Shelby County League boys schedule starts. And Minster girls are in action against Salina at Minster on Thursday. Two nights away, we've got that game for you. Tip off 7:30 on the web at 7:10. Well, this third quarter starts, Chuck, with a couple of air balls flown up there by each team, and then Anna hustles into the forecourt to the left, and head coach Doug Martin gets a timeout called. Half minute into the third, no change in the score. Fort Loramie up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Anna possession, 7:29 left in the third quarter. Rockets behind by 6. Bria Cook's got the ball in the right corner. Fine ball rotation down inside to Emily Ofterhaar, and she banks in a 5-footer. That's the best at the offensive end, Chuck. Anna's looked all night.
Well, they ran basically the same play for Huelskamp coming into the second half, and she missed the shot, but it worked perfectly that time.
Minute gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie's lead is 4 over Anna. Redskins have the ball top of the key. It's Addie Meyer, near side to Rayanne Fry. Looks inside for Myring, can't find her. Myring sets a screen, dribble drive by Meyer. Dishes off foul line to Stang, and Stang pops in a 15-footer for Fort Loramie. Good game tonight for Sarah Stang, the senior. Again, the 6-point lead restored for Fort Loramie. Here's a hard dribble drive down the left side of the lane by Anna. Left-hand shot short, but there was contact. Well done by the Rockets. Brooke Gadosh attracted the two-shot foul.
Well, Sarah Stang had position that time if she just would have stayed, but she jumped, and that's what got her the foul instead of the charge.
Left-hand free throw by Gadosh, too hard. 6-point lead remains for Fort Loramie, 19-13, a minute 20 gone here in the third. Second shot for Brooke. She eyes the goal and connects. 19-14. Anna down 5. Token pressure in backcourt by Kaufman of Anna. Dribbling fast. Up ahead is Addie Meyer. 25 feet away. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Looks for Lupke. Then throws it cross court. Caught on the play by Stang, who hands right back to Lupke. Lupke looks for Taylor Radiman. Lupke still dribbles. Motions Radiman away. Goes down inside of Marissa Myring. Good, strong post-up move. Either a block or a foul, knocked away by Anna. Here come the Rockets, and trying to steal from behind is Myring. Oh, good hard-nosed play by her. It causes a tie-up, and let's see who's got the ball thanks to the arrow. Anna will move left to right.
Anna started with it. It's Loramie ball.
I'm sorry, Fort Loramie will gain possession, leading by 5. Where Fort Loramie has been very tenacious in this game, prying the ball loose on many occasions from Anna. Here's a ball knocked out of bounds, far side of the floor. Kaufman strikes it away from Meyer of Fort Loramie. And now Brooke Ratterman will throw in for the Redskins. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 5. It's dealt into Rayanne Fry, top of the circle. Got it by Gadosh, 25 feet away. Foul line, it's pitched to Myring. Here's a hard-nosed drive down the left side of the lane. Block, no foul, loose ball, jump called. And this time Anna gets it.
They're letting them play inside.
Yeah, Marissa Myring could have been shooting 2 free throws on 2 occasions there, Chuck.
Well, Macy is a solid girl, and she's a tough one to go inside and score on. So
right.
The freshman's learning that last two times down the floor.
5:42 to go third quarter. Anna behind the five. There's an attempted backdoor play. A lob by Cook into the post for Ofterhaar, batted out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Well, that's what they came out in the second half. They talked about it at halftime. They're overplaying them, so they're trying to go backdoor on them. They've gotten a couple of baskets out of it.
Here's Kelsey Meyer inbounding. The senior goes far left corner to a teammate. It is Cook. And Cook shoots up a long, high, arching three. Good! No, it's ruled a two ball. She was straddling the line. And Fort Loramie throws it away at midcourt. It's Gadosh quickly down the floor to a driving teammate. Bolting in from the left flank goes Meyer, and she's bottled up near the basket and fouled by Fort Loramie as she got the shot away. The lead for the Redskins is three now, 19-16. And at the line for Anna is Kelsey Meyer, a 5'6 senior. She arches it up and missed it off to the left, no good. Hey, what I like about these two coaches here tonight, Chuck, you can tell there are no set starting fives in the next few weeks because everybody is getting playing time tonight and competing for spots on these two squads.
And you try to get your rotation. You don't have it in the second game of the year, that's for sure.
Right. Meyer missed a free throw. Kelsey made the second. 19-17. Anna creeps within two. 5:08 to go third quarter. With the basketball 25 feet away, it is Taylor Ratterman lobbing into the post to Holdhouse, back to the basket, and she is being guarded too closely by Ofterhaar from the backside. Push on her, common foul. Two-point lead, Fort Loramie. Redskins have scored 2 points in 3 minutes here to start the second half. Ball lobbed into the lane to Stang. Short jumper, soft shot off the rim, no good. She follows, got it back, and she's knocked out of bounds and fouled.
Sarah's been very active.
Tell you what, Chuck, based on what I've seen, she's got the Clancy's Award through two and a half quarters anyway.
She has half a sandwich.
Taylor Ratterman inbounding low on the left for Fort Loramie. It goes into the corner to Sarah Stang. Out high to Lupke. Lupke picks up her dribble. Hits a cutter, Ray and Fry into the lane. Ball dealt to Taylor Ratterman. Deep left corner, three, long, no good. Scoring for the rebound, Lupke's got it for Fort Loramie. Redskins still in possession. 4:40 left to go third quarter. Two-point lead, Fort Loramie girls. Holdhouse, foul line extended right. Thought about shooting, didn't. Dribbles, coming out to catch is Stang. Stang one bounce, near side Taylor Ratterman. Head of the key, Rayanne Fry. She dribbles. Guarded by Cook. Now here's Holdhouse, top of the circle. Let's see if she puts it on the deck. Tries to take off to her in the lane. Doesn't. Gives it behind her on the plate to Rayanne Fry, who chucks up a three. It didn't catch rim. Hit the bottom of the net. Went out of bounds to Anna, which has an opportunity here to tie this game up.
Well, she came off the screen, but she never got her feet set. That's why it was short.
Anna's never led. Here's a long three. Left side of the floor. Gadosh of the Rockets overshoots it, and it goes out of bounds. That was four. A one-point lead had it gone. But Gadosh couldn't find the range, and Fort Loramie gets possession with 3:55 left in the third quarter. Two-point lead Redskins. Dribbling hard down the floor is Taylor Ratterman into the top of the key. Checked closely on the play by Kelsey Meyer of Anna, who causes the turnover. Emily Freitag getting set to check back in for the Anna Rockets for Kelsey Meyer. So it's Cook, Freitag, Gadosh, Huelskamp, and Ofterhaar out there now for Anna. Lupke, Rayanne Fry, Taylor Ratterman for Fort Loramie. We'll pick up the other two momentarily. Here's a loose ball, top of the circle. Anna coughed it up, stolen by Holdhouse. Quick two-on-one break down the floor. Taylor Ratterman on the driving layup by Fort Loramie. Redskins back up four, 21-17. Huelskamp outside the arc on the right. On a weave to Cook into the corner for Anna, closely guarded by Lupke, who is called for a shove. 21-17, Fort Loramie ahead of the Anna girls by four. 3:24 remaining here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922 in Fort Loramie. Here's Anna inbounding, high right to Cook. A line drive three, hits the back brace, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins scamper up into the forecourt. Baseline left, Lupke. Open jumper, 15, swish! Lupke's on the target. Caitlin Lupke zeroes in for the Redskins, who are back up by 6 points, 23-17, after Anna cut it to two. Ofterhaar in the post for Anna, turning, squares up, missed it short. Loose ball rebound in the corner, slapped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 23-17, Fort Loramie up six. Anna had cut it to 19-17 and had a possession to tie or take the lead. And then Fort Loramie's counter with two quick goals. Redskins answering. Gadosh between the circles to Cook for Anna. Outside the arc on the left. Here's a driver going baseline beneath the backboard. Ball is weaved into the paint. Fort Loramie's got a cluster of players there. Redskins deny it. It's punched away in the corner. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Anna ball. Oh, that was a slippery basketball there for several seconds.
A lot of contact, but I guess it's probably no advantage gained.
Each team playing very tenaciously. Here's Emma Freitag, left corner for Anna. Looks for help. Ball high overhead. Bounce pass to Yuleskamp. She's hemmed in the corner. Is in trouble and bounces it off of the leg of a Fort Loramie player at the last second. 2:28 to go in the third. 23-17, Fort Loramie up six. Fort Loramie's defense has blanketed Anna most of the night. Rockets have had a hard time finding room to breathe. Freitag inbounding, intending to go to Ofterhaar in the post. She's not looking, and Holdhouse scrapes it up off the floor for Fort Loramie. Here's Hattie Meyer, left-hand dribble, picked up by Freitag, 25 feet away. Hattie Meyer goes left corner, Holdhouse. Ofterhaar on her. Holdhouse dribbles once. On a weave outside to Ray Ann Fry. 2:04 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up six. Here is Stang trying to bolt down the lane. No, it's Meyering. She's tripped on the play. The freshman goes down. Foul on Anna. Common personal. Six fouls in this half, three on each team. Substitution, Kelsey Meyer back on for Anna for Freitag. Baseline left of the goal, underneath the Redskins basket. Passed in by Taylor Radiman. Left corner goes on the play to Marissa Meyering. Behind her to Taylor Radiman, the other ninth grader out there for the Redskins. And the ball goes off her fingertips, out of bounds to Anna.
Kind of looked like Barrett throwing a slant.
Pass was too hot to handle. Here's Anna dribbling quickly up the floor. Cook, fadeaway shot, right corner, high archer, way short. Didn't catch the rim, and Fort Loramie's got the unmolested rebound. Here come the Redskins quickly down. Hattie Meyer wide open. Good pass from Taylor Radiman, and Hattie Meyer zeroes in from 16 feet. And the Redskins are up 8, minute 36 to go in the third. Timeout called by Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
492-4783.
Fort Laramie game sponsors here tonight include M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you will never get tired of. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. And thanks, too, to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. And after the timeout, makes a good cross-court pass out of nowhere, Chuck. Ball blocked out of bounds on the play by
Myring.
Yep, Marissa Myring. The freshman comes to the rescue and saves a goal. Annie inbounds again below the rim into the lane to Macy Euleskamp. Turnaround Jay off the back iron. Rebound to Fort Laramie, which has scored the last 6 points in the previous 2 minutes to lead by eight with a minute eight to go in the third. Here's a baseline drive. Good looking play all the way to the rim. Goes the Redskins. Hattie Meyer left it short. No good. I should have said Myring missed it. No good. Anna quickly up ahead to Cook. And Cook launches a three that rattles in and out. Euleskamp on the rebound for Anna over the shoulder against Fort Laramie. And Euleskamp will get two on the rebound shot. 58.1 to go in the third. 6 point lead for Fort Laramie. Anna had crept to within two at 19-17. Less than 2.5 minutes ago, and Fort Laramie streaked with six straight to push the lead out to eight, the biggest in the game at 25-17. And now Anna responds with a couple made free throws for Macy Euleskamp, 25-19 late in the third.
Macy's first 2 points of the game.
Macy Euleskamp will round into form, I'm sure, just a junior. She's played a lot of basketball already at Anna and is just starting her junior year. On the floor a bunch last year and some as a freshman. 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fort Laramie ahead by six with the ball. Hattie Meyer in the left corner. Foul line extended left to Myring. High right to Lupke. We're near the half-minute mark. Gadosh on Lupke. Near side, Ray-Ann Fry. Picked up on the play by Cook of Anna. Top of the circle, Lupke. Left-hand dribble coming out to catch his Holdhouse. Ball high overhead with 22 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Holdhouse had nine in Fort Laramie's loss on Saturday to West Liberty Salem. Here's Meyer with the ball, 10 seconds left. She's got it top of the circle, picked up by Freitag. Meyer picks up her dribble with six. Near side to Myring, who fakes right, goes left. Good instincts into the lane, off balance shot, no good. But she's bodied and fouled, and Marissa gets two free throws with 2.5 remaining here in the third quarter.
I think they're going to call it out on the floor.
Oh, she doesn't get two foul shots. So Fort Laramie will inbound right of the rim. Playmaker Hattie Meyer. Lining up below the basket is Myring. Now the officials confer, make sure the time on the scoreboard clock is reset at 2.5. Meyer looks to trigger, goes low on the right for Myring, cutting toward the basket. Euleskamp gets a knee on it, and it goes off her leg out of bounds. Fort Laramie tries again. That used up 0.2 seconds. 2.3 to go in the third. 6 point lead, Redskins. Ball lobbed to Ray-Ann Fry, who hurls up a wild three from 28 feet. No good off the top of the backboard. And the third quarter ends. Fort Laramie 25 and a 19. Shelby County League girls basketball opener and our initial game of the long season in high school basketball here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Laramie Redskins possession. We kick off play in the fourth quarter. Lady Redskins up 6, 25-19. Rayanne Fry gives it up in the right corner to Myring, starts to drive, then flips it back out to Rayanne Fry, who guns a three off the back of the rim. Hits the top of the backboard. Rebound in the lane by Fort Laramie. It's Taylor Radiman, who throws to the low post. Anna deflects out of bounds off the Rockets. Baseline left. Taylor Radiman will feed in for Fort Laramie. Lobbing into the lane to Holdhouse. Back to the basket. Maneuvers. Starts to go up, and it's stripped from behind. Good play by Fry. Tag of Anna. Ball is fed down the floor to Gadosh. Here's a running, driving left-hander. Short. Good defense by Fort Laramie. As the Redskin defender forced a tough angle by Gadosh, who couldn't find the range, and Fort Laramie came away with the board. Near midcourt, dribbling Taylor Radiman, Fry tag over guards, foul Rockets. 9 team fouls in this second half between the two clubs, 5 on Anna. Abby Holdhouse out for the Redskins. And right in front of the Redskins bench, Lukey fires it in play. 25 feet out, Myring on the dribble with the left. Maneuvers baseline around one Rocket player, and she's tripped. She spills to the floor. Foul again on Anna. Team foul 6. Redskins in the bonus the rest of this game.
They've only been to the free throw line twice, and that was both in the first quarter.
Taylor Radiman will feed it in play. 10 feet to the right of the basket on the baseline. Ball high overhead. Lobs into Myring. And right back to Radiman, deep in the right corner. Juggles, hangs on. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Laramie ahead by 6. Lupke's got it 25 feet out. Got it, Taylor Radiman. High screen from Stang. Ball flipped into the left corner of Myring. Back out to Taylor Radiman. Fires up a high arching three ball, and you can tell by the roar of the crowd that she sank it. Taylor Radiman, the ninth grader, drops it in from long range. Redskins with their biggest lead, 9. And then Anna comes right back with a bank shot in the post. Chuck, who got that to?
Threw it into Offerhaar.
Offerhaar with a big goal for Anna after Fort Laramie for several seconds had inched the lead out to 9, 28-19. It's now 28-21. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Deflected pass in backcourt. Anna's Offerhaar gets the loose ball, feeds a teammate. Foul by Fort Laramie. And it is not a shooting foul. Rockets get it baseline left. Boy, how quickly the turn of events can take place. Fort Laramie was up 9. Now Anna's shooting to trim it to 5. Baseline left. Gadosh dribbles, tries to throw across the bottom part of the key. Picked off on the play by Fort Laramie. And then a reach-in foul off to Haravana. 1-1 now for the Redskins, and Fort Laramie's got a chance to cash in and shove the lead right back out to 9. It's 7, 28-21.
And Offerhaar picked up her third, and they need her. She's got 8 of their 21 points.
At the line, Rayanne Fry, 1-1 Fort Laramie, and she missed it off the left, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass by Yulskamp of Anna. Backcourt, it goes to Cook, up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for a three-point land, and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna. Maybe the longest shot of the night. Good-looking left-hand jumper. 28-24, Fort Laramie's lead trimmed to 4. It had been 9, only 40 seconds ago. 6 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 20 feet away, left side of the floor. Myring's got it for Fort Loramie. Marissa flips on the play to the cutter. Taylor Radiman going through the head of the key, over guarding committed by Anna. 1-1 again for Fort Loramie. So often, Chuck, in this game of boys and girls high school basketball, the team that gets to the bonus sooner in the second half wins if it can make a pretty high percentage of its free throws.
Yeah, they missed the first of the 1-1 the last time.
Here, Taylor Rotterman, the freshman, swishes to make it 29-24 for Fort Loramie. And now 30-24 for Loramie.
She's a solid young lady. I can see that already.
Uh-huh. Yep. Marissa Myring and Taylor Radiman, both ninth graders on the court for Fort Loramie. They will be superb performers for head coach Carlos Siegel. Both free throws made by Fort Loramie. And then Brooke Gadosh from the top of the key for Anna. No, my mistake, it wasn't Brooke.
It was Macy Huleskamp.
Macy Huleskamp just shot up a three, and it stuck on the back of the rim. Didn't go way up in the air, maybe 6 inches off the back iron, Chuck, and kerplunk, it went in. It was a triple to cut it down to three at 30-27. And a minute and a half ago, not much more than that, Fort Loramie enjoyed a 9-point lead, 28-19. Fort Loramie ahead with three after the triple by Huleskamp. Prior to that, Taylor Radiman sank a couple foul shots for Fort Loramie. Here's Taylor, dribble drive into the lane. Wow. Look at her go to work. She's got it. What a play. Taylor Radiman knifed through the heart of the Anna defense and flipped in a shot on the dead run. 5-point game, Redskins. 5:13 to go in the fourth. Here's Cook, top of the key for Anna. Baseline right to Kelsey Meyer. Nearly walked. Back to Cook. Cook in trouble. Bounce pass out of bounds off Fort Loramie. 5:02 to go in the fourth. 32-27 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in top of the circle. Huleskamp wanted to catch and shoot that three ball again, and it was pounded away by Fort Loramie. Players on the deck, a jump, and Anna keeps it. Well, we figured this would be a pretty even game. Neither team with a lot of experience back from last year. In fact, by our count, really only one starter on each club returning from a season ago. And Fort Loramie, in fact, is playing two freshmen here tonight. 25 feet out on the right, Cook's got the ball for Anna. Dribble drive right corner. Huleskamp, a jumper away from 15. Hit the rim, almost came down, went in, didn't. Rebound Anna below the iron. Now Fort Loramie rips it away and a jump occurs. And the arrow will favor Fort Loramie. 4:44 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 5. 32-27. All 10 players remain in backcourt momentarily. Pressure applied by Anna. Lupke looking. Finds Addie Meyer. Oh, she's cornered in backcourt. Gives it up to Lupke. Long pass out of Ada Holdhaus. She lost it. Loose ball in the corner picked up by Myring. Myring below the rim. Flips it back out to Lupke, who drains a 16-footer.
Wow, pushed it back out to 7. That's a big shot.
Marissa Myring, the freshman, found Caitlin Lupke for the deuce. 34-27 Fort Loramie. 41 seconds left to go. I should say 4 minutes and 16 seconds to go here in the fourth. Anna misfires in the lane. Huleskamp's shot rolled off the rim. Tug of war for the rebound. And a foul called against Fort Loramie.
Well, Anna's decided to throw a freshman out there to see if they can counter the Loramie freshman.
Who's out there now for Anna, Chuck?
Lauren Barhorst.
Yep, Lauren Barhorst.
I was really impressed with her in the JV game.
Oh, she was the number two leading scorer with 15 for Anna in that JV tilt. Lauren Barhorst out there now for the Rockets. She's a 6'1 freshman. Anna shoots it up, no good on the inbounds pass. And Fort Loramie's got the rebound. The lead is 7 for the Redskins. It's been as many as 9. Anna quickly shriveled it to 3. Redskins have inched it back out to the 7-point cushion. 3:38 to go in the game. Hattie Meyer, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Gets a screen from Taylor Radiman. Still dribbles. Fort Loramie's in the 1-on-1 bonus, and the Redskins get a timeout. 3.5 to go in the game. 34-27, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good atmosphere and opening night here for the Shelby County League and girls basketball. Fort Loramie hosting Anna. It's a 7-point game. Lady Redskins lead 34-27, 3:31 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie's got the ball on the far side of the floor. And a couple of freshmen are out there still for Fort Loramie. Marissa Myring and Taylor Radiman, an over-guarding foul by Freitag at midcourt. It goes against her of Anna, and the Redskins stroll right back to the stripe with the 1-and-1. The next foul on Anna will result in the double bonus for Fort Loramie. Hattie Meyer shooting the first of the 1-and-1 situation, and she calmly connects. Big shot, earning her the bonus. 35-27 as Fort Loramie tries to restore that 9-point lead. Redskins don't. It's long. Oh, good rebound by Myring in the lane. Ball loose on the baseline right. And Freitag reaches in to stroke it out of bounds. Fort Loramie still has it. Up 8, 3:24 to go in the game. In the right corner, Taylor Radiman. Ball rotated out on top to Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie in the double bonus. Anna in the 1-on-1 at the moment. Here's Hattie Meyer dribbling. Flips it cross court to Abby Holdhouse in the head of the key. Wing pass near side to Myring. Myring, the freshman, hands it right back off on the Rayanne Fry to Holdhouse. Down to 2:58 to go in the game. Fort Loramie nurses the 8-point advantage. Myring retreats near midcourt. Hulskamp chases her. Myring double dribble. Got away with it. No call.
She knew it.
She sure did. She hesitated, gave it away. The officials didn't pick it up. And we got a bad pass by Fort Loramie. Loose ball. Anna reaches to get it. Foul, Redskins.
I think that's 17.
1-and-1 for the Rockets, who need these. Behind by 8 with 2:42 left in the fourth. Emma Freitag at the stripe. It's Freitag, Ofterhaar, Hulskamp, Gaydosh, and Cook on the floor right now for Anna. Holdhouse, Myring out there for Fort Loramie along with Taylor Radiman. Rayanne Fry is in, as well as is Lupke. Shot missed, no good. A couple bounces on the rim. Ofterhaar gets the offensive board for the Anna Rockets, and somebody clamps down on her arm as she tries to stick it back in, and she's got a pair.
Yeah, that shouldn't happen. You need to be able to get that rebound offensive or defensively on a free throw.
Two shots for Emily Ofterhaar, the junior for the Anna Rockets. She fires, and it lipped the rim. No good. Lead for Fort Loramie is still 8, 35-27. Anna Chuck has never led in this game. Fort Loramie was up 1-1, then 2-1, then 5-1. Difference was 6, at least 3 times in the first half. It was 6 at the halftime break, 17-11. And it has been as much as 9. Ofterhaar missed the second foul shot. Lane violation?
Yeah, stepped in a little too soon.
And Ofterhaar gets a third try now. Violation, Fort Loramie. Ofterhaar buries that one, 35-28. Fort Loramie in the lead by 7. 2:30 to go in the fourth. Here comes Fort Laramie up and over the timeline. Freshman Taylor Ratterman, left side to Lukey. Lukey dribbles with the left. Swivels back out on top to Ratterman. In the right corner, handling Marissa Myring. Foul line holdouts. Oh, here's a good drive down the lane. Shot deflected. Popped up in the air. Gotten back by Lukey. And Fort Laramie flips it out near midcourt and runs the offense all over again. Holdhouse has got it left wing. 2 minutes to go. Foul line Myring. Redskins will shoot only free throws from here on unless they get a point-blank look next to the rim. Here's a right side pass. Fumbled on the play by Stang. Loose ball. Anna runs forward in the corner. Whistle blows what was called, Chuck. Timeout for Laramie before there was a turnover. And the Redskins will throw it in after the timeout, leading by 7, 35-28, 1:54 to go in the fourth on scores.broadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
And Fort Laramie gets the ball inbounds, critical inbounds play. A good one. Redskins have it. They run clock, top of the circle, leading by 7, 1:40 to go in the fourth. Cross-court pass, Holdhouse. And she retreats back out to the top of the key. Fort Laramie playing keep away in the double bonus. 19 fouls on Anna. Wide open player, foul line, Lukey, look out. She buries it. Caitlin Lukey, 16-footer, boy, money in the bank right there. Minute 16 to go in the game. 9-point lead, Fort Laramie. Anna tries a long three, pumped up there, no good by Cook. Rebound tipped along the rim, it rolls to the floor. Gobbled up by Fort Laramie, players tumble, traveling call against Myring of the Redskins. It has been... rumble tumble underneath the basket a lot tonight.
Yeah, I think they've caught a pretty good game. At least it's been consistent.
Anna lobs inbounds, little half hook shot right in front of Hillskamp. Won't go down. Tug of war for the rebound. Tie up occurs. Anna will keep it. Minute 4 to go. Anna down 9. 37-28 Fort Laramie. Here's Emma Freitag throwing inbounds to Gadosh in the right corner. What a play by the freshman, Marissa Myring of Fort Laramie, who blocked it and ripped it away. Here's a steal by Anna. Gadosh driving, blocked out of bounds from behind by Fort Laramie.
It's freshman and freshman playing the games of their lives.
That was Taylor Ratterman on that cram.
It was.
From behind. One block by Myring, another one by Ratterman. 37-28. Anna will throw it inbounds again. Redskins up 9. Baseline right. Hillskamp open from 15. Short. No good. Weak side rebound. Freitag missed it, but a foul on Fort Laramie. Well, any doubt in anyone's mind about how many minutes might be logged by the two freshmen this year for Fort Laramie were erased this evening. They will play a lot. Foul shot bouncing in the Freitag. 37-29. Such good court sense displayed by both Taylor Ratterman and Marissa Myring of Fort Laramie.
They're the ones against this pressure defense now with the lead. They're the ones handling the basketball more than anybody else. And then you add Lupke in there as a senior shooting lights out here in the second half. I'm impressed.
Second free throw by Freitag is no good. Bounces into the corner. Anna gets it back. Gadosh on the arc. Line drive three. Hits the iron. No good. Rebound Fort Laramie. Anna from behind fouls as the Redskins bring it down. 44.4 to go in the fourth quarter, 37-29. Fort Loramie ahead by 8. What does Lupke have going in the fourth, Chuck?
She's got 4 in the quarter and 8 for the game. Ratterman's got 7 in the quarter and 12 for the game.
Free throw pumped up there by Fort Loramie. Yes, Stang is right on target, and it's 38-29. Is that correct on the scoreboard, Chuck? 9 points?
Yes.
44.4 to go, as I noted. Stang hits them both. And Fort Loramie has amassed its biggest cushion of the night. 10, 39, 29. And up quickly. Long pass to Ofterhaar. Fort Loramie tried to steal, missed it. Ofterhaar missed the gimme. Rebound left side. Cook open from 16. Short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Pass in backcourt. Intercepted by Cook of Anna. Hits a teammate low on the right. Shot is no good by Hulskamp again. Boy, Anna simply unable to throw it in the ocean down the stretch of this game. And Fort Loramie's tenacious defense all night, coupled with Anna's very poor shooting, plus the Redskins' sterling play from two freshmen, will deliver a victory for Fort Loramie tonight. It's now 10. There was a foul against Anna on the last missed shot by the Rockets as they tried to track down the rebound. And Hattie Meyer has 2 free throws coming for Fort Loramie. The first is on the way, off to the right, no good. 39-29, Fort Loramie by 10. There is a lot of potential in both clubs. And I'm talking about this season, Chuck. I think.
Oh, I agree.
Second free throw, Hattie Meyer is skimming off the rim, no good. Rebounded on the play by Anna over the back on Fort Loramie. That was a foul you simply did not want to commit. Up 10 with 18.7 to go. And we stroll to the other end where Brooke Gadosh will get a couple free throws for the Anna Rockets.
I guess Hulskamp.
I'm sorry, Macy Hulskamp at the stripe. And she pops it home to make it a 9-point game. Anna crept within 2 at 1 point, 19-17. In the first 3 minutes of the second half, it has been all Fort Loramie since. Second foul shot, no good by Hulskamp. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Here's Meyering, quickly out of the floor to Taylor Ratterman. One freshman to the other. Redskins have it. They're going to try and run out the clock. Meyer left side to Lukey. 2 seconds to go. That is it. It's all over. Fort Loramie turns back Anna, 39-30. It was not artistic. But in the end, Fort Loramie's very tenacious defense had its impact on the cold shooting Anna Rockets here tonight. And Fort Loramie starts out 1-0 in the Shelby County League. Anna 0-1. Each team 1-1 on this young season as Fort Loramie beats the Rockets by 9, 39-30. Again, so many thanks to our fine Fort Loramie sponsors here tonight. On with us during Fort Loramie games specifically, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com, TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Chuck is along in just a moment with our post-game wrap-up and our star of the game after I tell you all about Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time at 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Chuck, Fort Loramie victorious by 9. How did the Redskins get it done?
Well, they shot free throws well. 7 of 11 didn't shoot a lot, but they made the ones they shot. played outstanding defense. Turned Anna over 21 times in the game, which they had 15 at halftime, so Anna did a better job of handling the ball in the second half. But they had two freshmen that just out there handling the ball, taking care of it. And then you add Caitlin Lupke out there scoring 8 points, six in the second half. That's what got it. I think that guard-wise, I mean, you got a tale of two teams. You got Loramie very perimeter-oriented, mm-hmm. and you got Anna who wants to pound it inside. Tonight, defensively, Loramie just got it done.
So much potential on these two clubs, and I think each club will get better and better over the course of the year. In fact, they may get better, a lot better, faster than we might have thought before the season started, because I see a lot of promise, a whole lot of know-how on these two clubs. Each team pretty deep, too.
Yeah, I agree with that, and one place that you just know that there is going to happen is you've got two incredibly talented coaches, mm-hmm. coaching staffs, doing a great job with these two teams. They're only going to get better because they're not going to let them not.
Very few times tonight did Anna run its offense, especially in the second half. Anna was stifled by Fort Loramie's D. Anna, as I noted a few minutes ago, did cut Fort Loramie's lead to 2, 19-17 a few minutes into the second half. And the last 14, 13 minutes of this game belonged totally to Fort Loramie, which pulled away to win by 9, 39-30. Biggest lead was briefly at 10. Chuck, how many players in the scoring column for both teams? We had, what, about 13, 14 players score tonight? Wow.
Yeah, for Loramie, they were led by freshman Taylor Ratterman with 12. They got eight each from Stang and Lupke. They got 5 from Hattie Meyer, 4 from Fry, and 2 from Marissa Meiring. Didn't score a lot. Had a heck of a basketball game. Mm-hmm. And that's the second. They played two games, and a freshman has led them in scoring in the first two games. On the other side, Anna led by Ofterhauer with 9. They got 6 from Huelskamp, all in the second half. 4 each from Brooke Gadosh and, let's see, and Cook. Then they got 2 from Scully, 2 from Freitag, and a free throw from Meyer. Just didn't score enough points.
Nope, nobody in double figures for Anna. Emily Ofterhauer, the junior, the leading scorer again tonight. She was in game 1 this year for Anna 2 in that 60-48 weekend victory over New Bremen. The theme of tonight, youth, and for Fort Loramie, the two young ninth graders contribute big time and help lead the way for the Redskins to the victory. Marissa Meiring and Taylor Ratterman were exceptional.
They were.
And they will be logging a lot of minutes all year long. The future extremely bright for those two gals. And though Fort Loramie and Anna might be in rebuilding modes early on this season, tell you what, Chuck, by tournament time, these two clubs will be pretty strong.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. And if you look for the Clancy stars of the game, mm-hmm. for Anna, Emily Ofterhauer for the Rockets, and on the other side, I couldn't break it down, so I gave it to Taylor Ratterman and Caitlin Lupke. Those are the three players of the game.
Brought to you by Clancy's. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fort Loramie Lady Redskins prevailing here at home tonight in our Shelby County League girls' first webcast of the 2016-17 season. on scoresbroadcast.com. It was Fort Laramie's home opener, having lost to West Liberty Salem on the road this past Saturday. Anna won its home opener against New Bremen this past weekend, but lost here on the road tonight. Anna's next game is Saturday at home against Houston in the Shelby County League. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie is on the road at Butkins this coming Saturday. Enjoyed it, Chuck. A lot of fun. And these two teams, as we've noted, may struggle a little bit early on, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if not one or both, with a week or two to go in the Shelby County League girls race, are in the thick of it, or at least have a chance to reach the top.
No, I agree. There's talent. They're well coached. I think it's going to be a very unpredictable league this year.
Again, based on a returning experience, I might give the slight edge at this point to Rushi and Jackson Center. Two clubs we'll see on Saturday afternoon when they go head-to-head at Rushi. Our Thursday night game this week, Salina at Minster. Minster ladies under new head coach Mike West should be a powerhouse this year. And we are on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 this coming Thursday. Tip-off time at 7:30 on Thursday night. On Friday, we're right back here at Fort Laramie. Anna boys come to town. Shelby County League boys opener. Fort Laramie hosting Anna. Tip-off at 8 online on the web here at 7:40. And then Saturday, two games for you. Jackson Center girls on the road at Rushi, 2:30 tip, webcast time at 2:10. And then Saturday night, an interleague matchup, St. Henry from the Midwest Athletic Conference against the Rushi boys from the Shelby County League, tip off at 7:30. On the web online at 7:10 Saturday night on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie winning by 9. Rhett Jish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Laramie, where the Lady Redskins defeat Anna 39-30.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.